every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show this week, we visit with EQ angler Gray Buck, who enters the final elite qualifying event at Lake Okeechobee, fourth overall in the points. Also today, Bassmaster.com editor Kyle Jesse is in the house with his take on where we are right now in this short off season. And then Mike Iaconelli, the Hall of Famer, with his take on the state of the sport as well and how he feels about the current technology. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers."
When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. To learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to let's get a little EQ thing going on here. I mean, I've been fascinated by this stuff. I've been handling the weigh-ins, and I am stoked to be headed for Okeechobee for the final event. 10 guys are going to come out of there with a life-changing deal when they qualify for the elites. One may be Gray Buck. He is in fourth place. He was on the show once before in the Rapala Winner's Circle when he won at Oneida back in 2019, and I've been following his career since then, and I've always said, man, we got to figure out a way to get Gray Buck on the elites, and he is that close to getting it done. He's actually tied with Fisher and Aya at 170 points, so he's got a good shot to get this thing done, and he joins us now on the VMC hook. Gray, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
You know, you're known as a smallmouth stick, and you went to Champlain. You finished seventh there. That was great. But then you went to Wheeler, 17th at Wheeler. Now it's off to Okeechobee. There's no smallmouth out down there, and there's none. All right, there's no brown fish down there at all, unless it's a mudfish or something like that, I suppose. But what kind of? I know you haven't fished down there with bass. What kind of experience have you had in your career? Fishing Okeechobee at all? Do you have any experience at all down there?
Yeah, I've been down there, I believe, three times now with MLF over the years and FLW Tour and all that going back years. And It changes every single time you go there. And it really is it's a big beast. It's a big lake, and you got to kind of go down there and break it down after you fish it year after year. I actually stopped there on my way home, not on the way home, I guess, but from Wheeler. I took an extra 12 hours, went down there.
Yeah, not exactly on a way home. Extra 24 hours by the time you turn around and come back. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I went and looked at it for a day and a half. Didn't really fish at all, but just kind of rode around. Just wanted to get away to the land and see how everything was growing and what was happening. And it at least put me at ease while we waited another month or so to get to the final EQ down there.
It's kind of an interesting deal because you're right. It's a massive lake. It's the biggest, landlocked inland lake in the country. However, it can fish small sometimes, can it? I mean, you can see everybody get piled into the same area sometimes.
You get worried if you aren't in one of those crowds when you're on Okeechobee, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. So talk about these first two events, though, and the way you approached them. I mean, do you go into these things? Points are so important here. Do you go into these things just protecting the points, or are you going in, I'm looking to win, and wherever I fall, I fall?
Yeah, no, it was from a points aspect. That's kind of how I've always fished. once I started traveling around the country, it's been almost 10 years now, it was always in the beginning I was trying to win, trying to get in there. But the points are so important, especially when you come down to a three-tournament EQ series here at the end of the year. The first one, I went into it, and I had a good game plan together for smallmouth, but Champlain, I really like catching largemouth. That's what puts me over the top when I'm there. And I was fortunate that in practice I found one little area that had some largemouth in it. And on day one, I caught a 513, which is a freak up there. And about 10 minutes after I caught that one, maybe even less, I caught another 5-pound largemouth off that spot. And that really just, it set the tone day one of the EQs. And I've been kind of just working through it and carried that into Wheeler, basically. Day one down there, I had another good day. I was sitting in fourth after day one with 19 and change. And was able to, I had a tough practice there, so it was a little bit different than Champlain, where I didn't know when I was going to get bites and where I was going to get bites. So I had to work on down there, but I'm looking forward to Okeechobee. I'm hoping I can go down there, get a good day one, kind of set the tone again, and try to make the Elite Series out of it.
You had a fascinating year, too, on the Opens leading up to, you know, getting qualified to fish the EQs, where, I mean, you were on a struggle bus there for a while. I mean, you know, those first four deals were you know, it wasn't really going your way. But, man, you finished strong, you know, starting at the 10 time, you know, with a seventh place finish there, and then went up to the Chesapeake 42nd and then 30th at Waddington. Again, these are tournaments that got 175, 180 guys in it. It's not like an Elite Series deal. But you closed like a train to get yourself into this position.
Yeah, no, I definitely got some good momentum rolling right now. The beginning of the year, it was kind of tricky. Clarksville, I had kind of figured out, but day one, I made some poor choices and only ended up catching one. The other division, it was this, I don't know, I couldn't quite get the ball rolling quick enough, and then we had some days where we were only fishing 1 or 2 days, and usually day two is my day. That's usually when I kind of put it all together. I sample enough in practice. I kind of have an idea where I want to fish. Day one, I try to start figuring it out. By day two is usually when I have it dialed in. It's been a little bit different in the EQs because I've blasted them both days on day one and kind of rode that to it is, which a lot less stressful doing it that way than waiting until day two to catch them.
Did you at Wheeler, did you have mixed bags each day? I can't even remember now as far as what you were weighing in there, because there was obviously a lot of smallmouth weight in there. Matt Adams did a lot of damage with smallmouth. Were you mixing it up?
No, I did not catch any smallmouth. I had a couple of spots on day one that I ended up actually calling them out, but I had 2 3-pound spots that I had for a long part of the day. But everything else was all largemouth.
Do you have a number in mind heading into Okeechobee where you're thinking that, okay, either a place that you need to finish or what you think you need to do those first 2 days weight-wise to lock up your spot?
Yeah, I'm not sure about weight-wise. I know it's been fishing a little bit tougher down there this year, it sounds like. Top 20, I guarantee I make it. So that's my goal. I want to go out there, another top 20, and not leave anything up to chance. I'd want to take care of it on my own.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you can do. Now, how do you, I mean, it won't be long until Gunnersville, you know, to stop number one, you know, on the Elite Series Tour. It'll only be a couple of months before that happens. How do you prepare? Have you been kind of like, do you even think about it and start making preparations, sponsors and things like that, and everything else that goes into, you know, fishing a major tour like the Elites? Or are you going to wait till the last minute until they hand you that plaque and it says that you're an Elite?
From a sponsor aspect, I have been having like this conversation, trying to get things prepared, because once we get to the middle of November, things are usually pretty wrapped up budget wise and everybody knows their plan. From a scheduling and fishing aspect for making the Elite, I have not looked at it. I don't want to get ahead of myself or anything like that. I know the first one's on Gunnersville in February, so I fish there once that time of year, and I'll figure that out. I'll have plenty of time after November to kind of get dialed in from there.
You could add one more tournament next year. You know, if you go ahead and just win this thing at Okeechobee, not only being the Elites, then you can also go fish the Classic as well. That wouldn't suck.
No, that'd be great. That was the most fun tournament I've ever fished in my life when I got to go to Gunnersville in 2020. And I would absolutely love to go to Knoxville this year. First, the drive's a little bit shorter from the lake to the weigh-in.
What about that part of it? I don't know what you got going on there. You know, in Pennsylvania, it's home. I mean, I know guys, some guys live as far away as Idaho or California, and they come over and they spend 6 months here in the deep South and, you know, travel around and fish the circuit. But are you set on maintaining Pennsylvania as your ground zero? Because, you know, it seems like most of the tournaments are down this way. You put a lot of miles on the rig.
Yeah, I do a lot of driving, but I'm okay with that. I like where we live. The fishing's not honestly the best in the world, but we got a couple little local lakes that got some good fishing, and the Chesapeake Bay's only an hour and a half. And going up to New York, I can do weekend trips or even a day trip there if you're really willing to drive. It's only between 3 and 5 hours, depending on which lake you go to. And that smallmouth up there, you have a hard time pulling me away from that.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Great Buck, our guest. And finally, I understand that you're a hockey fan. I played college hockey. I'm a Bruins guy. I like them Nashville Predators too. Now that I've been down here in Tennessee for a number of years. But where you're at, I mean, it could be the Flyers. It could be the Penguins. I mean, where are you at here? Who do you squeeze for?
I'm a diehard Flyers fan. I have been nice. Since I've been 4 or 5 years old when I started playing hockey, and I still play men's league 2 or 3 times a week during the winter. I'm on the ice a lot.
Well, you can get together. There are a few other guys like that. Those dudes from Canada. You know, Chris Johnson played in the minors. I don't know if you knew that or not, but Chris played in the minors as well. And a few other guys certainly like to get out. Chad Pipkins broke his shoulder, broke something playing hockey, men's league hockey a few years ago. Collarbone, yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah,
doing that as well. So yeah, so we all get together and put a little league together.
Oh, that'd be fun. We should have that set up sometime. See who's still got it and who doesn't.
You don't want to play floor hockey with Corey Johnston, though, because he fights all the time. You know, he's been thrown out of 2 floor hockey leagues. Who gets thrown out of a men's floor hockey league? Corey Johnston. That's who gets thrown out of a men's floor hockey league.
That's crazy. Hilarious.
Gray Buck has been our guest. Gray, I'll see you at Okeechobee, man.
All right, sounds good. We'll see you.
I appreciate you. Great Buck. I'm pulling for him big time. I want to see him on the elites. All right, let's get a break. We'll come back and have more right after this. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to the guy that is behind the scenes of Bassmaster.com with the crew of guys. Obviously, a lot of people involved in Bassmaster.com. Bassmaster Live, he also is one of the hosts for the halftime show on Bassmaster Live. And basically has his hands. Sometimes he's a photographer. And now he's a daddy. And I haven't talked to him since he became a daddy. He is, of course, Kyle Jesse from Bassmaster. Kyle, welcome in, man. How are you?
I am good, Tom. Thank you very much. Yeah, no, it's been a whirlwind last few weeks of becoming a father, and it's been amazing. And, you know, just trying to catch up on some sleep at this point.
I didn't even ask you, little boy or little girl?
It's a boy, little boy.
Nice.
Hopefully a fishing buddy here moving forward.
Yes. No, that I'll tell you what, there is no greater joy. And I have four sons. I always tell people I have nine kids, all boys except for five. I do have four sons. And I got to tell you, I'm looking right now here in the studio of a picture of my son at 2 years old holding up a bluegill. He's actually holding the line with a hooked bluegill, and it was his very first fish that he ever caught. And that's a moment that will be indelible for you, man. That's just one of the coolest things ever.
I can't wait for that. Honestly, I think it's a struggle at sometimes because you're so ready to get to those moments, you know. Taking him fishing, you know, playing baseball in the yard or whatever it may be. But I'm just trying to take it one day at a time and just, you know, enjoy it as much as possible. I hate to say I've missed the first two EQs, and I've enjoyed watching you MC him. It's been a lot of fun and still got one to go.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And the intensity is amazing because really it's 6 days. You're not guaranteed, obviously, that third day. Got to be in the top 10 sure. to get to that third day. And it's just so intense, you know, as these guys, they most of them fished all eight tournaments. Some just fished one division or the other of the Opens. But to see them battling to get into those 10 spots and the type of guys that we have, we've got guys like Russ Lane, who's won, you know, $1.5 million with Bass, you know, over the years, 13, 14 years on the Elite Series, trying to get back into it. And then you got guys like Fisher Anaya, who's sitting in third, who's 19 years old out of Alabama, trying to get in. Gray Buck, who has made a lot of money, you know, in other circuits and is trying to get into the elites. He's on the show today as well. We just had Gray on. It's kind of fascinating to see all of Matt Adams. I was so close. He's been so close for a number of years, and now he's sitting one spot out of the top 10 after the heartbreaking loss at Wheeler. That the storylines here are amazing.
Yeah, they really are. And to your point, I mean, I can only imagine what it's like up there on stage with you, but it's amazing watching weigh in each and every day because the you know, thrill of a good day, and you can tell the relief on each angler's face and how excited they are that they've survived one more day. And then, you know, the guys that have a bad day, it hurts, you know, the agony of that is just as bad. And that comes through clearly on the screen, watching on Bassmaster.com. And to your point, the storylines are awesome. I think one of the things we always keep an eye on is the college anglers that, you know, have success, and the youth anglers and at large, obviously have been a big storyline for the last few years across the Elite Series, the Opens, now the EQs. I mean, guys like Matt Messer had a great career in college, Sam Hange at Auburn. I mean, Jack Dice, Liberty, there are college anglers across the board. And then, you know, so like you said, Fisher and I, a super, super young guy. And then, you know, having some guys have success that are veterans, you know, if you will. Russ Lane obviously has had a long storied career. Matt Adams, as you mentioned, so close last year. I can't wait for the last event. I think it's going to be awesome. The fishing at Okeechobee, I'm hoping for the best. I think it's, you know, the potential, the upper end potential is going to be crazy good. And then, of course, you know, it's Okeechobee, so you never know. It's always changing, and we're just going to keep our fingers crossed that it is an absolute slugfest slugfest, and we get to watch it on live for all 3 days.
Yeah, it's also been interesting to see the use of the forward-facing sonar. It's being used in all three of these events here. Of course, next year, both on the Opens and the Elite Series, there'll be alternating events when there's with it and without it. I assumed that it would be, you know, 100% in play at Wheeler, and to a certain extent, it was. But the dude that won the tournament, Laker Howell, I mean, he's fishing 3 feet of water with a topwater catch, caught every single fish he caught in the tournament, every fish that he weighed in the tournament on a topwater bait. Didn't even have the forward-facing turned on. And of course, we saw Stephen Browning, who's another veteran that's trying to get back into the elites. He was fishing in a puddle, basically. He was so far off the main river and where he was fishing. So that was another fascinating part of it is who's using it, who's not using it, and how much it comes into play. And you could say the same thing about what's going to happen at Okeechobee, because Okeechobee is such a wild card.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, to that point, I mean, that's 2 years in a row at Wheeler between the Elite. A year ago, the Cliff Prince won, and then now the EQ, that the winner actually didn't really use it much at all, which is very interesting. It seems like some lakes that's definitely the case, but I think at large it's one of those things where you have to look at the sample size, because when it's in play, like it is this year and it has been all year, you know, the majority of guys are utilizing it to some degree and varying degrees. Some guys might be out in the middle, you know, chasing bait balls and using it for, you know, the intended purposes that a lot of people don't like. And then some people might just be using it to throw at a brush pile that they're looking at. So I think it varies a lot as far as like how you're using it, what you're using it for. But when you look at the sample size, so many people are using it for something that it seems unique when a guy like Laker Howell wins a tournament not using it at all. But I think it's just a sample size thing. You know, I don't think that every tournament this year, actually, no, hasn't been won just from guy chasing around fish in the middle of the lake with a minnow. I mean, I think a lot of the uses for it get skewed in different ways than reality. But Okeechobee, I think that, you know, it on paper, it looks like the most anti-forward-facing sonar lake in the country, but it seems like every time we go there, there's definitely, you know, guys that use it for varying purposes. Obviously, you know, all those guys fishing where Brandon Polinek eventually won the tournament, utilizing it there. You know, Tyler Rivett winning the tournament a couple of years ago, also using it. But I think the opposite could be said there. I think the majority of guys aren't using it, but we've just seen the winner use it here the last few times on the Elite Series. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on this next go around.
Well, it's obvious that the young guys have no clue out there without it. I mean, all Tucker Smith did last week or 2 weeks ago is go out there and fish with basically the best of the best of all of the professional circuits, and in a tournament in Alabama that had no forward facing sonar allowed, no 360 allowed, and he won a tournament. You know, he took $500,000 on that, and we had him on, in fact, to talk about it, because with a lot of pride, he's the Bassmaster Rookie of the Year, and he's the one that won that tournament where, you know, some other guys, some really, really big names didn't even make the cut in that deal from other organizations. And some of the guys that are considered some of the best fishermen in the world struggled. And yet there's Tucker Smith winning it. First thing I said to him was, let's see you win a tournament now without a trolling motor. Come on. Let's see if you can do that.
Yeah, exactly.
But that was so cool to see him win. You know, a young guy winning like that. So maybe we can put that story to bed.
No, I agree. And I think that that's the case with, to be honest, with a lot of our young guys. I think they've gotten that reputation that that's the only thing they can do, and that's just far from the truth. I mean, Tucker specifically, I've covered Tucker Smith, you know, working at Bass since he was in high school, which, you know, it's not that long ago.
20 minutes ago, yeah.
covering him in high school, I mean, I know for sure at least two or three of the times I covered him in the high school championships that he won, he was definitely not using forward-facing sonar. And I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, watching him on the water, he and Hayden Marbutt, who's had a tremendous amount of success as well, they were partners their last year, and I got to follow them on the water. And I can assure you, these guys don't need forward-facing sonar. Like, those guys are just born to do this. Watching those guys in that tournament specifically, throwing top waters, covering water, being very precise, doing, you know, all the little things right, you can just watch somebody on the water and tell if they've got it going on in a lot of ways, especially, you know, when it comes to youth anglers. And Tucker Smith has no problem, you know, catching bass without forward-facing sonar. It just so happens that he's very good with it as well. So glad to see that the world got to figure that out. And I think that, you know, we'll see a decent amount of that throughout the next Elite Series season and Open season, you know, with the alternating events with forward-facing sonar. And events without forward-facing sonar.
And it's all going to start February 5th at Lake Gunnersville. We'll be right back there and with no forward-facing sonar. So that's going to be fascinating. And at that time of year, I don't know that you need it. You don't need forward-facing sonar to find a bridge at Gunnersville. That's for sure. And in February, that's going to be one of the big deals for sure. It's going to be interesting to see how it sets up next year for sure. And I think it's going to be really, really good stuff. All right, no rest for the weary. I know you guys got a lot of stuff that you're working on there at Bassmaster.com and the digital and everything else. And again, we still got to settle this whole deal out. And these guys, the guys that are in the top 10, most of them aren't even thinking about their preparations for the elites because they just want to focus on Okeechobee. You know what I mean? And I think it's going to be a lot of fun for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. That last tournament is going to be a ton of fun. We've got the Bass Nation Championship going on right now. So yeah. That's going to be three berths into the Bassmaster Classic, a berth into the Bassmaster Elite Series. Certainly keep an eye on that this weekend. And then, another thing we've got going on at Bassmaster.com, for this week and probably for the whole next week as well, is we're doing this greatest of all time tournament series. So essentially what it is, it's a fan vote. We compiled 20 of the greatest tournaments of all time in Bassmaster history. And when I say that, I know there's going to be people that say, oh, you missed this one or you missed that one. If you narrow it down to 20, obviously you're going to miss some tournaments. But going through the decades, looked at some of the most popular tournaments that have happened: Bassmaster Elite Series, Bassmaster Classic, some of the early on tournaments like the very first BASS event. And we're doing a fan vote, and we've got video from all of those tournaments. So you can go back and watch them on the video channel, and there's an article right now on Bassmaster.com that you can check out, written by Craig Lamb. I know there's another article written by Mike Sukon. Keep an eye out, Bassmaster.com, the GOAT greatest tournaments of all time, and put in your vote. And if we missed one that you thought should be in there, throw it in there. Let us know what it is.
Got to watch the video clips of that. It is really cool. I've been looking at it. It's good stuff. It includes last year's tournament at the Tank as well, at Pasco Tank, where Kyle Welcher just obliterated the field as well. Kyle Jesse has been our guest, the new daddy. Kyle, I appreciate you, man. And if I don't see you before Gunnersville, I'll see you there.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Thank you. When we return, it's Hall of Famer Mike Iaconelli joining the show next, right here on Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you overfeed
him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now it's time to talk to a dude that, I mean, he's done it all. I mean, when it comes to, you know, winning tournaments, whether it's a Bassmaster Classic in 2003, whether it's being the Angler of the Year in 2006, winning the Nation Championship, which is going on right now in the Upper Mississippi in La Crosse, Wisconsin. He won that in 99. He's won a kayak tournament. If they had a canoe tournament, he'd be out there winning that, too. He is, of course, a Hall of Famer, Mike Iaconelli, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Mike, welcome back to the show, brother. How are you?
Oh, it's great to be back. You got me excited talking about a canoe tournament. I would be into that. You know, it'd be a new conquest for me.
Serious,
you know?
Yeah, serious deal. 1973, when you were just a little baby, 1973 is where I learned how to bass fish out of my grandfather's canoe in central Florida, in one of those real clear, lakes, that natural lakes that they have, spring-fed lakes that they had there. And I'd paddle that canoe out every single day, man, and just float around there in the little canals and bass fish. And there's something that's really, I don't know, it's good for your soul, man, right? I mean, going back to the roots like that.
Good stuff. It is. Yeah. And I have a very similar story for me. I'm sure a lot of your listeners have a very similar story of learning to fish, loving to fish, either bank fishing in a canoe or in a jumbo boat. It's majestic. There's something about that. It's really, to me, it's the essence of fishing, right?
Yeah.
It's you against the fish. It's you in nature without the noise and negative energy of all this other stuff going on in the world. I love it. And I think it's a reason I've really taken to kayak fishing, and I've found a rebirth in tiny boat fishing because I love it. It's my roots, you know, so yeah. It's cool.
You know, the thing that I remember from that time was, bed fishing time, and you know how that clear water is in Florida, and you can just see them there so perfectly. And again, I was like a 11, 12 year old kid at the time. So I cast a worm right into a bed. And a big female in there, she sucked it in, picked it up, moved it off the bed, and spit it out, and I never felt a thing. And it was from that moment forward, I was like, man, this is before fluorocarbon and all that stuff, but it was still, you know what I mean? It was like, what just happened? She picked it up, moved it, and spit it out. I didn't even know I had a fish, you know, biting it, basically. And, so that kind of teaches you a lot, and, it's good stuff. You know, these guys are fishing in the Nation Championship, this weekend here over at La Crosse. You won that thing some 26 years ago. You know, when you see that that's going on and everything else, and those guys are trying to make it, you know, to the Elite Series and compete with guys like you, do you have any thoughts about that? Can you reminisce? Does it seem like yesterday when you were winning that thing?
It actually does. I mean, it's such a long time ago, and people say all the time, you know, can you even remember that? And like, I can close my eyes and remember almost every moment of that event. And so I'll tell you this, you know, making it to that event, making it to the national championship is so tough because you're cutting through so many guys all across the country. So it's such an accomplishment just to make it there. But you know, those guys are going to be there. They have different motivations. You're going to have a handful of guys that they're aspiring to become an elite pro. You have a handful of guys that are trying to get their dream of making a Bassmaster Classic, you know, and then other guys are just there because they love to fish and they got there. So I love that diversity. You know, you got guys from all over the world too, right? You've got, I know there's competitors from other parts of the world. You've got an Italian competitor there this year. So it's such a cool event, but for me, it did change the trajectory of my life. You know, it really, really did, because even up to that point, it was something I was aspiring to do, but there wasn't a event that I had won up to that point that put me in the national spotlight.
Yeah.
So when I won that event, it really did change things for me. It kind of, you know, it was the first big win. It was the first time that sponsors started paying attention a little bit to this dude with long hair. You know, it was like, it was an interesting time. And I look back on that. I look at some of the names that have fished in that event and won that event, and I'm proud of it. I can tell you, I'm as proud of that as the Classic or Angler of the Year or any of them. I'm out as proud, maybe even more proud of that one. It was special.
And I'm guessing, I'm trying to do the math, maybe 26, 27 years old you were at that time, 25, somewhere in there. And it's funny because, you know, I'm doing the weigh-ins, emceeing the weigh-ins for these EQs. And, you know, we get the final one coming up at Okeechobee. Two of the guys that were weighing it, two of the guys that are in the top 10 that I'm weighing in and so on at the tournament, these dudes are so young, they can't go have a beer after the tournament. I mean, one guy's like 19. He's going to make these 19 years old. You got, you know, and of course, you got Trey McKinney on the tour and these other guys.
Yeah.
They're so young and they're fearless and they don't even have girlfriends. And all they do is spend all their time on the water and you can't touch these guys. I mean, it is amazing how young they are coming into the sport now.
It's amazing. It is a different world. You know, 2026 is different to 1996, is different to 1986. Yeah. And, you know, and there's a lot of things piled up. I think too many guys today have a tendency to point the finger just at technology, you know, forward-facing sonar and that. And it's a part of it, you know, definitely a piece of that pie. But there's a lot of other things going on. Information is a big one. Shows like this, you know, the internet, you know, gone on podcasts, gone on websites. That information wasn't there in 86, 96, you know, even 2006. A lot of it wasn't there. So information, and then, of course, time on the water. You know, we talked before we came on, and honestly, nothing beats experience and time on the water and repetition.
Yeah.
If you look at somebody that's good in something in life, whether it's another sport or a profession, they do it every day. Yeah. They think about it every day. And so, you know, it's the one thing I think that for young people, it's an advantage. As you get older and more established in your career, it's a disadvantage. And, you know, I can look at my own career and tell you that when I was 24, 23, 22, I had a lot more time to fish, a lot more time to experiment, a lot more time to dive into my craft. At 36 and 46 and now almost 50, you know, mid-50s, there's a lot of other stuff that goes on in life, professionally and personally, that keeps you away from being on the water every single day. And it does have an effect on your performance, without a doubt.
You mentioned the technology. I think the mapping is if not the biggest, you know, one of the very biggest things, because, I mean, I remember, you know, running around a lake fighting with a paper map and trying to figure this out and that out. Now I said, you know, I'm going to a new body of water. I could sit on the couch. I open up an app that's on my phone. I could see where the points are. I could see where the wind is going to hit what bank. And you can literally have your first milk run on a brand new body of water. You could develop your first milk run from your couch, right? Before you even hit the water. I think people underestimate how important the mapping and the GPS has been. And I don't know how we ran around these lakes back in the day without GPS, without running into the shore or something. I mean, I can't go anywhere now without GPS.
It's incredible. It's incredible. Yeah, that technology, mapping and GPS is just huge advancement and from how you used to do it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, yeah, it shaves time. It gives you more critical information at your fingertips. You know, with Lowrance, I could pop on my Lowrance, go to C Maps, and I could find the best drops and river channels in the lake just by looking at it. So that wasn't there. But I can tell you, like, for me, you know, I'm so glad, I've said this before, but I'm so glad my come up was during a time before that, because, you know, it just fit who I was. And you know, looking at paper maps, having to decipher that, having to triangulate places, dropping a marker, like all that stuff worked to my advantage because guys weren't as good at that. And now all these years later, you know, this advent of technology, I don't have that as a highlight, you know, as a strength now, because you don't need that, you know, you don't need it. So I don't regret coming up in that time frame. And I don't, I don't ever look back on that as, you know, man, oh, that sucked. I had to.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved every second of it, and I'm very nostalgic when it comes to that. You know,
Mike Iaconelli, our guest. By the way, I first met Mike. You won't remember this. I first met Mike coming off the water. I was doing a radio show in Nashville. It was at Old Hickory in 2005 at something they called a PAA event. If you remember back in the day, you know, the old PAA. Yeah. It was a PAA event when, you know, we were going to figure out a way to do tournaments without entry fees and so on. Listen, speaking of which, they changed everything. Obviously, last year was going to be no entry fee, and you guys decided you were going to throw in 10 grand a piece. I have no inside information. Maybe it's going to be a little more this time, you know, put a little more of your own skin in the game. If it was up to Mike Iaconelli, you've been fishing for $100,000 to win for 20 years on the Elite Tour. Yeah. Would you rather see, if more money came in, would you rather see it be at the top end, you know, where they raised the first place, or would you like to see more money pushed down, you know, to making the cut to 50th place?
Yeah, well, if you're asking me, and I'm on the line here, and I'm trying to be honest, I want both, you know. In a perfect world, you know, this sport gets elevated to the level of some of the other mainstream sports. Okay, listen, we're never going to be football or baseball. I know that. We're never going to be soccer on a global scale. We're never going to be that. But, you know, you look at golf, you look at tennis, you look at these other sports that actually have less participation numbers, you know, across across the board. And I think we can get there, you know. So I would like to see both. I would like to see the days return when you're fishing for a higher payout. You know, we just had a big event on Guntersville that was a $500,000 payday. I would love to see the major tours go back to some of those events. And I would love to see it paid deeper. You know, you look at golf and tennis. You have a really bad tournament, but you've qualified to fish the professional tour. You're walking away making some money, and you're making a really good living doing something you love. Yeah. We need that. The sport needs that. And so, you know, what's the answer to it? Is it more money from our pocket, or is it the responsibility of the organizers, the tournament leagues, to go out and find the money and make the sport more attractive to mainstream sponsors? So, or maybe it's a combination of both. You know, I don't know the answer, but I'll say this. In any walk of life, would you work for less money as you got older in your career, as you got further along in your career?
Right.
Would you work for less money? Well, that's what's happening in professional fishing right now. The sport's advancing. A guy, look at Mark Menendez, probably one of the best anglers of all times, didn't requalify for the elites, and ended his elite tour fishing for less money than he did in the 2000s.
Yeah.
In any other profession, you would laugh at that, walk away, and go do something else. But here we are, still fishing for the same or less money than we did a long time ago.
Mike Iaconelli,
that's sad.
Mike Iaconelli with us here. All right, Mike, we only have a minute left. You were injured all year last year. The results weren't what you wanted. You mentioned early 50s. I don't want to say mid-50s, early 50s now. Is the competitive juices still burning? You started doing all kinds of other media, multimedia, and all that kind of stuff. But are you, like, pissed off about the way last year went? Or are you like, you know, whatever. I've won everything I've ever needed to win. I'm just going to keep fishing.
No, I think you're always – I mean, if you're a competitor, you're always pissed off at a bad season. And last year was a bad season. It was a season where I dealt with an injury. It was a season where I dealt with, I think, four events where I missed the cut within ounces going into the third day. So it was a frustrating season, but, you know, that gives you fire. I think when I was in my 20s, when I had a bad event or a couple bad events or a bad season, I had a fire lit under me to do better. And in my 50s, I have that same fire.
Nice.
So, you know, I'm no less competitive. I'm no less pissed off than 20, 30 years ago. And that's good.
Yeah.
I think anger, frustration, disappointment, if you use it the right way, it can be a good thing.
Mike.
And that's my plan. I'm going into this offseason trying to get better physically, trying to get better mentally, and also trying to be a better angler going into next year.
Outstanding. That gets everybody excited, because a good Mike Iaconelli is good for the tour for sure. Mike Iaconelli has been our guest. Mike, I appreciate you so much. Keep up the great work with the Bass University. Great. I know you have a heart for teaching people, and you and Pete and the gang do a great job there as well. And I'll look forward to seeing you. If I don't see you before Knoxville, I'll certainly see you at the Classic.
You got it. Right, appreciate the call. Thanks.
All right, thank you. That's Mike Iaconelli. Great, great, great dude. All right, we're going to break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/BASS. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. The 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by my friend Chris Smith and Wrap Smith in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something extra for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, they will come to your location to wrap anything you need wrapped. Find them on Facebook at WrapSmithTN. As for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform itself, the speed and the comfort that this new
new Phoenix model provides, and the storage options are endless. Look for it on the water near you. There's been a lot of chatter recently about bass outlawing anglers live streaming from Elite Series events. Now, we're not talking about the excellent YouTube shows many anglers produce after a tournament. This is actually live streaming during the live coverage of the event. Now, only a few guys have been doing it, but you could see it exploding if it were allowed. Now, I have mixed emotions about this. On the one hand, it would seem like these additional streams would promote the sport and provide additional income for the angler. On the other hand, the pros talk about wanting to see the sport be elevated, like golf or tennis. Yeah, you don't see a live stream of Rory McIlroy playing his golf round at the same time the event is on live TV. I do see how that needs to be protected for the broadcast partners. That's a tough issue, one that the league and the players, if you will, should probably brainstorm together. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.